Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
All right, folks, welcome back to Daily Stoic Edge. I'm your host, Dylan Brooks, and let me tell you, today's episode is a game changer. We're diving deep into something that doesn't just sound good on paper, inner strength and courage. Because honestly, who wouldn't want more of that? Ever feel like the world throws curveballs your way just when you think you've got it figured out? Or maybe you find yourself hesitating when a challenge pops up, wishing you had that extra ounce of boldness to step up. Well, guess what? You've got it inside you. We all do. It's about tapping into that inner wellspring of strength and courage, and trust me, it's more accessible than you think. Here's the deal, folks. Cultivating inner strength and courage isn't about becoming some superhero overnight. It's about small victories, consistent effort, and a shift in perspective. It's like training for a marathon. You don't sprint out of the gate. You build up your stamina gradually, one step at a time. First things first. Recognize your values. What truly matters to you? What are you willing to fight for? Identifying your core values acts as your compass, guiding your decisions and actions even when things get tough. It's like having an internal GPS system that keeps you on track, reminding you what's worth striving for. Second, embrace discomfort. Growth happens outside of our comfort zones. That nagging feeling when you hesitate to speak up, try something new, or push past a perceived limit. That's your cue. It means you're on the brink of something great. Don't shy away from challenges. View them as opportunities for growth. Remember that quote by Oprah Winfrey. Challenges are what make life interesting. Overcoming them is what makes life meaningful. Think about it. Every time you step outside your comfort zone, you build resilience and confidence. Third, practice mindfulness. It's about being present in the moment, observing your thoughts and feelings without judgment. When anxiety or fear creeps in, take a deep breath, acknowledge those emotions, and gently guide your focus back to the present. Mindfulness acts like a mental reset button, helping you navigate tough situations with clarity and composure. Fourth, cultivate gratitude. It's easy to get caught up in what we lack, but focusing on what we have, our health, loved ones, opportunities, shifts our perspective and fuels our inner strength. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things, big or small. You'll be surprised how much it impacts your outlook. And finally, remember that courage isn't the absence of fear. It's acting in spite of it. Even if you feel scared, take that first step. Talk to someone, start that project, ask for what you need. The act of bravery itself empowers you, building momentum and confidence for future challenges. Let me tell you about a friend of mine, Sarah. She was always super talented, but she struggled with self-doubt. She had this amazing idea for a business, but fear held her back. For years, she'd think about it but never actually took the leap. Then one day, she realized something. Her talent deserved to be shared, and the worst that could happen was she learned a valuable lesson. She started small, reached out to people she trusted, and slowly built her business. It wasn't easy, there were setbacks, but she kept going because she tapped into that inner strength, reminding herself why this mattered to her. Now, Sarah is not only running a successful business, she's an inspiration to anyone who's ever felt afraid to pursue their dreams. So here's the deal, folks. You are stronger than you think. You have more courage inside of you than you realize. Don't let fear dictate your life. Take that first step, embrace the discomfort, and watch what happens when you tap into your inner strength. Remember those five key takeaways we talked about? Recognize your values, embrace discomfort, practice mindfulness, cultivate gratitude, and remember that courage isn't the absence of fear, it's acting despite it. This is a daily journey, folks. It's not about perfection, it's about progress. So go out there, be bold, be brave, and remember, you got this. Now, I want to hear from you. What steps are you going to take today to cultivate your inner strength and courage? Share your thoughts with me on social media using the hashtag DailyStoicEdge. Until next time, keep that edge sharp, stay grounded, and never stop growing.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.